Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com.
Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/everythingsounds.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Again, that's audibletrial.com/everythingsounds.
Ignition sequence start. 5.
Everything.
3. Everything.
Sounds.
Sounds.
This is Everything Sounds.
You recording yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Mark it.
I'm Craig Shank.
And I'm George Drake Jr.
This is Everything Sounds. George, before we start, I want to ask you a question.
Shoot.
What do you think when you hear the term sensory path?
Sensory path. Okay, let's see. I'm envisioning some sort of electrical connection from lobes of the brain that control the senses. You're giving me a look like I'm not right at all.
Well, I can't say that you're not, but in this circumstance, you're definitely wrong.
Okay.
What if I told you it was an actual path?
Oh, so the sensory path is an actual path. Okay. Maybe one with animals that make noise and scratch and sniff flowers, that type of thing?
Almost. It's actually in a parking lot in Indianapolis.
Okay, so maybe since it's in a parking lot, they recreated the sound and smell of nature?
Not even close.
Huh. Okay, so what are you talking about exactly? What is this?
It's actually part of the Indianapolis Art Center, but I think
Patrick Flaherty, Director of Exhibitions,
and
Ben Shine, Director of Communications,
could do a better job at describing what the IAC is than I ever could.
We are primarily an art education facility. From anyone, we offer classes for two-year-olds on up. We don't do any kind of degree certification, and then as far as the art that we show, we support living artists, so we're not a collecting institution, so we have exhibitions, education, as well as a robust outreach program, which has 15 sites that serve underserved kids in the community. But we have about 2,000 students a semester, offering anything from drawing classes to glass blowing, casting, metalsmithing, ceramics. So we're really kind of more like a university setup, but at a community art center level when it comes to you can just walk in off the street and take a class. There's no admissions process or anything like that.
So the sensory path is near the side entrance of the Indianapolis Art Center. It's in the parking lot. From there, you could see the rest of the IAC. It's just a regular sidewalk down the middle, but it's surrounded by what looks like a long wooden pergola. Basically, just a long wooden structure. And all along this path are flowers and different plants native to Indiana. And it has speakers which are spaced about 10 to 15 feet apart. Most of those are hidden by plants on each side.
And let me guess. They play sounds.
Yeah, they do.
Called it.
Right, but they're not the sounds you'd think they'd be.
What do you mean, like a babbling brook or crickets?
Again, you're not wrong. Just listen. As you're walking down the path, you trigger motion sensors.
We have these really inconspicuously placed speakers along this path,
which play a series of sounds.
They're very just kind of banal, normal sounds, but totally out of context. And what it happens is there's a lot of life on this path, especially in the spring and summer, with birds and insects and things making their own noises. And then to hear some conversations taken from dinner parties or a motorcycle starting up and all these things. But it's out of context in such a way that it's not jarring or spooky.
So all of a sudden you'd hear,
oh, I get it now.
But then it changes.
Ah, some synth elevator music. Oh, well, wait, the metal's still there, though.
Right. But then something else comes in.
So basically, it just plays a collage of different sounds and music as you make your way down the path.
Exactly.
I just remember being excited about the fact that just something as simple as walking through a parking lot all of a sudden became a much more active thing. And I say walking through a parking lot, it's a very well-groomed landscape pergola. But it was just an interesting way to activate the space, and there's no start and stop. Like, you don't start a story. You don't have to walk through the whole thing if you don't want. And it just kind of...
I was startled the first time because I wasn't really aware of it. And I knew that it was a sensory path, but I didn't think the noises would startle me as much as they did. Because I was focusing on the flowers and the butterflies and the, you know, the native plants we have planted out there. The way that you can't tell exactly where it's coming from. Is it behind me? Is it around me? Is it over off the street far away? And to hear a sound like a motorcycle engine kind of just out of your ear range, it really kind of startled me for a second.
Craig, this thing sounds pretty cool. Walking through a parking lot, a symphony of different sounds to your soundtrack, that's pretty cool.
It is cool, but it does have some issues.
What kind of issues?
Well, a few times I was walking down the path, things like this happened.
Oh, it just cut off.
Just wait.
There it goes again. Is that motorcycle real or fake?
That was part of the path.
Okay. Oh, and there goes that too.
Right. See, it has some issues, but nothing severe. And I was walking more slowly than some people normally would through the path. But Pat and Ben know about those glitches as well.
As far as upkeep, it has been a challenge, and I would just say that anyone wanting to work with not just a motion-driven piece, but also putting it outdoors, right now I can assure you there's probably a speaker out that we need to get to. Every so often someone with a sensor might get damaged or just stop working, and so it does, from our standpoint, it becomes something we have to literally take care of and nurture it.
There are some sounds that are a little bit unsettling.
Oh, do I even want to know?
No, it's not like that. Like Ben said.
I'm still regularly surprised when the crowd laughter starts as I walk by because it makes me feel insecure for a minute or two.
Oh. Oh, it feels like they're laughing at me.
I know. It's awful. The sensory path isn't the only thing the Indianapolis Arts Center has. It also has a sculpture walk.
Which I'm assuming in this instance is actually what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's actually a walk through what they call the Arts Park.
Now, do the sculptures make noises as you go by here too?
No, but there is one piece that makes some noise.
We have a interactive piece that you move this bar and it's in the sand, like a granite donut with sand in it. And then when you move this bar, it triggers a choir singing.
That sounds like something you'd see in that old computer game Myst. Remember that?
Yeah, it kind of was.
The choir will open their portion of our program this evening with a gospel-style piece about what else than the joy of singing. It is entitled, I'm Gonna Lift My Voice and Sing.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting it to sound like.
That's what I said. Not exactly the thing I was expecting to come out of this piece.
Maybe it's your new theme song.
This is cool. I'm gonna take a picture of it. You can see pictures and find out more about the Indianapolis Arts Center, the Sensory Walk, and the Arts Park at our website, everythingsounds.org.
And if you want to take a stroll through the Sensory Walk yourself, you can visit them on 67th Street on the north side of Indianapolis.
And if you have a minute, consider rating or writing a review of the podcast on iTunes. Ratings help boost our rankings and give us additional exposure.
And thanks in advance for that.
Right, thank you.
The music on this week's show was provided by Eric Radu. Find out more about the music you hear on the show and how to submit your own music at our website, everythingsounds.org.
Until next time, I'm Craig Shank.
And I'm George Drake Jr.
And this is Everything Sounds. That one was an actual FedEx truck. That's why it sounded so good. Way too much noise around here. It's in a parking lot. Sorry, George. Oh, there's a squirrel. All right, another walkthrough.
This has been Everything Sounds. Find out more about the podcast at everythingsounds.org. Connect with Everything Sounds on Facebook and also on Twitter.